Absor, sit down.
Oh, I'm here, baby. What's up? What's up? What are we doing?
It's time to talk.
It is time to talk.
Podcast 30.
What do you want to start with, Simon? Because we were talking about all types of stuff.
Well, you guys, when I left the room to go get a beverage, you guys were saying that Neil deGrasse Tyson annoys you.
No, Simon.
Yeah,
okay.
He pissed me off. He pisses me off.
On the latest, bad, huh?
On the latest Rogan podcast?
Well, you know what? He doesn't piss me off. He annoys me.
He was confrontational on this last podcast, and I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. See, that's almost it was like he was having a bad day or something, but
yeah,
it definitely
I find that,
showed.
That's odd for his personality. Every time I've seen him, he just seems like the friendliest guy in the world.
It showed. It was weird.
He comes across as, this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, like, the way he seems very, I don't know.
Well, he's an astrophysicist.
I know, but you know what? He comes across as that in-your-face know-it-all, as opposed to someone could know-it-all.
A little smug.
And they could say it in a much different way.
It's a case of adding celebrity to the brain that already existed.
Right. Let me tell you why I'm so charming. Oh, let me blow your mind. I'm going to blow your mind. You want me to blow your mind? Oh, yeah. This is wonderful.
So it was just his approach.
It's just so great. Oh, I'm going to tell you this. Oh, you know what's fascinating? I'm going to tell you what's fascinating. Fuck you.
Wow.
See, the thing with Neil, though, is usually when he says that, he does say something fascinating.
No, he's smart, but right. But you know what? But he ruined it with his setup, as far as I'm concerned, because he is saying fascinating things. I get
that
what
goes
he says.
Against your theory of downplay it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And during that interview, oftentimes, Mr. Joe Rogan, my man crush,
right,
would try to interject, and you could tell, it's like, Neil, you got to take a break from talking, buddy.
And Joe's smooth.
Yeah. Like I couldn't finish listening to it. I'm like, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Man,
my Joe Rogan kiss-ass moment is I feel he is so extremely important in today's climate that he is who he is and has the platform he has because he is that perfect middle ground, considering how polarized and divided society is.
He has people on from all sides.
And he listens to every one of them.
He meshes well with everybody.
It's so awesome
and
to see that.
And he gets accused of the whole, like, if you're talking to, whatever, somebody from the KKK, it's like, you could talk to somebody from the KKK and it doesn't mean that you like them.
No.
I don't know.
Just learn about them.
He gets hit from all sides from, like, you gave that person a platform.
Oh, my
God. Like, that's the big thing. You let that person speak. That person should never be allowed to speak on a platform.
Oh, boy.
It's like, look.
Well, he doesn't agree with them.
No,
exactly.
He doesn't.
He never agrees with them.
If you're going to be a reasonable person and live in a reasonable world, and it sucks sometimes, you got to let everybody speak.
Yep.
The guy from the KKK, that guy's a piece of shit. But
yeah.
At least
he
try
can
to,
speak.
Like, why? How's your brain doing that? Like, let's hear what your
yeah, it's
yeah,
good.
I think
brain.
That's what he's good at is finding out what makes people tick. He's a good listener. He has good questions, and he's able to, I don't know, communicate in a way that is pretty universal. It's not one way or another.
And his perspective. I wonder what he would say, because really, and then now we're going to go into drugs or whatever.
Maybe we can get on his podcast and ask him.
That would be amazing.
No. We're not interesting enough.
He doesn't want to talk to five people. I've already
said
that.
Without a doubt.
But he'll have YouTubers on just of like that one guy that he had that was.
I mean, he said DeFranco on.
But he's had smaller, but I'm saying smaller YouTubers.
Yeah.
Like
well,
200, 300.
Kyle
Kalinske. Subscribers. If it's somebody that's
a lot of comics have their own YouTube channel nowadays, and we're bigger than a lot of like known comics out there, at least as far as on YouTube
on that platform.
Yeah. I mean, some guy who fixed Tesla because he was trying to learn how to fix Teslas.
Yeah.
So he thought it was interesting, and he had him on.
Yep.
Yeah, it's cool.
So you got to be interesting to be on there.
Oh, you over there with the hand?
I have a hand up.
Yeah,
Simon, would you do stand up for an opportunity to be on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah, I do stand up downtown tomorrow. I'd do it right now. I wouldn't do it well, but I'd get up on stage and I'd have six topics to talk about, and I would attempt to do it. Listen, stand up is a thing where he has taught me my what do you call him, a kumite? Joe is my master.
Okay.
And I listen to. I know it's not, but I listen to.
He's my kumite.
I love listening to him talk to stand ups. About stand up and
too.
How you've got to suck and you've got to go out there and all these things. And I go, and I know, now I know.
It's like the business.
Maybe I'll
of
retire.
It.
Maybe when I retire, I'll retire into now I've got to ease into completely sucking. I got to do it for 5 years. Then I'll still suck. But maybe I'll be good enough for somebody to give me a break.
Yeah.
Or you're one of those magical great people.
I just watched his latest Bill Burr one. And, you know, Bill Burr, I respect the hell out of him.
That's great.
And that was like a day or two ago. And, obviously a lot of that conversation, well, it went into animals a lot and talk about Komodo dragons and shit.
It's about comedy. Yeah, right. Making people laugh.
But then they
the
talked about stand-ups a lot. And stand-ups. Like, you know, because they've been along the same road. And yeah. That whole thing is
and
fascinating.
And you
got to
know your audience.
And you know what's amazing is the fact that a schmuck like me or you or anybody can go into this after a couple of years. You can go out to L.A. and you could try to work the Comedy Store on a Tuesday night, apparently, right? And then you'll have these famous people that might run across you, and you get to see these greats work in the same fucking club that you're about to try to work, and cross your fingers you can get 5 minutes up there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get to see these people, and they look at you like, some of them are like, hey, man, you're coming up. They just want to see you succeed. Like, that's what's great about him, too. He's all about wanting everyone to succeed.
Yeah, as long as they put
the
effort
in. Why I asked about Simon, you doing stand-up, you want to do stand-up, but you have some sort of anxiety about it, right? You don't.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, I dare you to do this.
No, and it's
but
good.
I'll get you on the Joe Rogan show.
No, actually,
I can't. I don't know Joe Rogan.
No, I know you don't. But I actively think about it every day, which is great.
We got to get you a Dead Crow doing five.
I've often think about that. Yeah. I would only want to stay in this town, and I would just shit the bed all the time here on a Wednesday. Open mics are Wednesday there.
Isn't it weird how much you get into your own brain to deny yourself of doing things?
Oh, it's bullshit.
Like a perfect example, more common, is karaoke.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people are just like, God, there might be three people there like, I don't wanna.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to pick that song. You know, some people are like, hell yeah, I'm going to go
spend the whole time
sing.
Looking at the book and never sing one song.
Just feeling nervous the entire night.
It's a lot like getting into a cold pool.
Yeah,
you just
kind
gotta you just pick a song for me. I'm gonna do it.
But you know what? The cold pool. I mean, well, maybe it's a lot like
doesn't
that.
Doesn't laugh at you.
But for me, yeah, it's true. For me, I was always petrified to do karaoke, and now I do karaoke. We do karaoke at in the stream, and you can't shut me up, and I'm horrible. But it feels so great.
There's no eyeballs on us.
That's true, but right now, because I've done it enough, though, here.
Yeah,
I know that I can go up there and suck. I'll go up on a stage.
Yeah. But how many times have us three, gone to karaoke together?
Yeah.
Let your friend pick your song.
Yeah.
You don't know the words. You destroy it, and you don't care.
And you guys, I didn't do that.
Remember when I sang 9 to 5 instead of, what was I saying, the wrong word?
I don't know.
I kept saying jiving instead of giving. Whole song said the wrong words.
But the thing is with karaoke, the audience
instead of giving. Nice.
Ain't no jiving.
The audience doesn't really care either.
No.
Karaoke wise, it's like, but in your mind, you're thinking.
If they do care, you're at the wrong bar.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know what? It's kind of one of those things where, I mean, maybe we could make this all about fear. But when I do my first like 5 minutes attempt at Dead Crow, I'm going to record it and I'm going to pay somebody to animate it, or I can animate it, because and I'll do a really bad job of it, and it's going to be uncut. It's going to be it.
All right.
But I think that would be fun to see the progression of somebody trying to do that.
Can I be your opening act? I got a little bit of material.
No, you'd be
material.
Better.
Kill
you'd
it.
Probably
you're
do
kill it.
Kill it. Hey, and I'd be like, this is my dream.
Real quick, Neebs, you had an idea for doing a show a while back called Leave It to Ether.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, so, give
it's a reality
the
show. So, you're minding your own business. All of a sudden, Ether, someone got you. And you wake up in a situation.
Yeah.
But it's not real. You really got ethered, but
right.
You wake up at the controls of an airplane and it's flying, but really it's a remote control airplane or there's another
somebody
pilot in the back.
Up.
But
and
Simon's
you think
case,
you got to land that plane.
Yeah. In Simon's case, we ether him and then it's like, hey,
wakes up on stage,
wakes up. He's getting ready to go on. And it's like Jerry Seinfeld has just come off and he's like, good luck, buddy.
He's drooling and
you're up.
Hey, but you'll get a hug from Ashton Kutcher at the end.
Yeah.
Hey, I used to wear my mom's jeans. Funny story.
You suck.
I used to ride my mom's bike.
What?
My mom's bike.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
But
try wearing your mom's acid wash jeans with no zipper.
Why'd you do that?
Wait for the stand up.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Teaser.
Yeah. Wow. What a tease.
Did you really wear her jeans?
Wait for the story.
Because
all my stories are my stories. They're not jokes. They're just my life. It's just me and my perspective.
That's
crazy.
What all
like my mother.
Yeah.
My mother's too. The characters in my life are funny. They're just funny.
Well,
comedy
that's
is an observation of something that's weird to you.
So that's like how a lot of stand-ups, they're, when they start talking about their personal life and stuff, apparently that's like the ground for potential sitcoms, or at least that was the how they used to happen.
You have to be yourself, that's gold, right? So if I could just be myself, there's no fake in that. And some people just laugh at me because I'm weird. And I might not even, you know, it might not even be a joke, but because I'm saying it a certain way or my perspective, I want to do a lot of interaction with the audience.
I feel like if they don't laugh, you should walk off stage and that's your shtick.
Oh.
You're done.
Yeah. Can I pee on the stage? I'm done.
Bada bing, I'm done. Fuck it.
But I would do a lot of yelling probably too.
That's good. You yell well.
Yeah, you're good. Good at yelling.
Yeah.
That was a good opening talk, wasn't it?
Sorry. Yeah. Do you guys believe in karma?
Yeah.
No.
I totally do. I believe that when you do bad things...
I don't think it's magic. I think it's kind of like you reap what you sow, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, if you're an asshole to everybody, and then in 20 years when, you know, you need help, no one's going to help you because you've been an asshole to everybody.
You don't shut your phone off.
I believe in karma because recently I played Minecraft, and I got a taste of my own medicine. I played with the worst people alive.
Oh, you knew this was coming.
Yep. I played with my kids.
Oh, wow.
And they're very different in their skill set when playing. Yeah, that's karma.
Because of who you are.
Uh-huh.
This came back.
It came back.
So you're trying to wrangle them.
Yeah.
And they're just running off, doing their own thing.
Yeah, so the little one, she's sitting kind of next to me, and she's like narrating like she's...
Give ages here again so people know.
Okay, little one, 9. Okay. Older one, 14.
There you go.
All right, they're both girls. So little one, she's like narrating. She's like she's... On her own YouTube show, she's like, oh, no, there's a creeper over there. I got to watch out for the creeper. So let me just go over here. Oh, there's a chicken. I love chickens. And just narrating everything. I'm like, are you on cocaine? Stop. Yeah. And then the older one. I'm getting her tested because she'll talk to a cockroach on the wall. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Hmm. But then the older one, she's like trying to be the boss, but then wanders off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the best was when they almost got into like a fight, like the older one was getting ready to run upstairs and fight the little one because the little one decorated like her space that the other one's space. She's like,
took it upon herself.
She's gonna love these blue flowers here all over, you know, her house and whatever. And she's like, I didn't say you could go in my room. I'm gonna come up there right now.
That's my Minecraft room.
What, does she have a dirt floor?
Huh?
How's she putting flowers in her house?
I have no idea. She probably did have a dirt floor.
Yeah,
but,
or she had a dirt.
But I was lost.
Dirt floors
are
just
find
as
them.
Good.
And then we're all just yelling at each other. And I'm just like, shut up. Shut up, both of you. Just build something really tall in the sky so I can see where you're at. So,
two questions.
Yeah.
What were you doing the whole time? Like, what were you working on? Just wrangling? Or?
I was working on getting like materials like coal, iron.
Second question.
Yeah.
Are you going to play it with them again?
No.
All done.
No.
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
You know, it's a game I don't really care for, but I saw an opportunity to spend some time with my kids in a different space. We usually do things kind of out, but I was like, hey, you know, maybe they want to play a video game or two with their YouTube dad.
We'll bond.
Yeah.
But you did like the last time you played Minecraft a little bit, didn't you? I thought I heard you.
I think here's what's happening. I do enjoy some of the stuff that's going on in Minecraft, and I think since there are more threats, and not just more threats, more things that I don't know about, I'm intrigued. So I want to find ways to enjoy that. I'm trying to find something that I like. But I hate watching.
Yeah.
I've watched both the episodes that are out right now. And those are probably going to be 3 out by the time this comes out. But I've hated all of them.
You hate them?
Really?
Hate watching them. But I watch them. But I hate it because I can't stand watching.
Why do you hate it?
It's like...
you didn't finish watching the second
I just don't like watching people play Minecraft, especially us.
Yeah.
Because I was already there.
You lived
I know
it.
I was there when that
right,
happened.
You did it.
It's like, for me, basketball, but I do like basketball a little bit better. I would much rather play basketball than watch it.
But we did 7 days before.
Yeah.
It's no different than other shows.
Yeah, but I was about to say, do you like watching Ark? I mean, you've been there before.
No, but he hates it and he was there. Like,
Like, generally, I don't like watching gameplay videos of any kind, really. I mean, maybe like, you know, really good players playing like Battlefield or
like
Apex or, yeah.
You just like watching sports.
I do like sports.
Yeah.
Quality performance.
So you just want to see a match of something.
Yeah, but in this case, with like 7 days, if there's a moment that I can kind of, it's a game that I like. So if there's a moment that I can look back on and I want to, you know, generally like relive it again and see how it's kind of cut, and then I'll go back and watch it. Or something recently happened with a horse in Minecraft. I actually want to see that.
Yes, that moment.
But I'm not gonna. No spoilers.
Oh,
but
that was.
But
wonderful.
That I'm gonna. I want to go back and watch. But with Ark, it's a game I like a lot.
Yeah.
And
you just want to see something get shot or blown up. If it's anything other than that, like communication or discussion.
Most of your scenes bore me.
Yeah.
If you could, I mean, sometimes you could put like a cup of coffee to sleep.
Because there's a lot of wisdom and learning going on, and I can see where.
Yeah.
Arrogance.
See, I went back and watched. It was about watching other things. I went back and watched several episodes of Neebsylvania the other night.
Yeah.
Just because I was curious. I was like, man, I haven't watched these in forever.
They feel good, don't they?
Yeah. I feel so lazy in that, or just kind of like out of it. It's weird. Like when I was watching, it's like you're talking to me. I'm like, yeah, what's going on? Yeah, okay, what are we doing? Simon, what do you need?
And I was like,
yeah, you sound like a little boy.
Well, he switched over in that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And by the end of it, I don't know if I've gotten more energetic, but my energy was crazy low, and I don't remember it being
low. And your energy's high now.
Well, Simon's like a Benjamin Buttons.
Huh?
You're like a Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah.
You are a Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah, I am.
You were a little boy then.
But I was enjoying the dynamic, and it's just Neebs just bitching it thick about the stairs. Like, you remember doing that? That was like early, one of the first episodes.
They weren't symmetrical.
That.
Or
Vic's trying to build some stairs to our little, like one of our first little bases we ever made, right. And you're just on his ass the entire time about how bad it is. Symmetrical.
How do you mess up stairs?
Yeah. And they're not that bad. It's like they're just a set of stairs. But yeah, you're looking at it like, this is all wrong.
But
he's getting pissed at you. You're getting pissed at him.
The whole world's blocky, right? Yeah. Like everything lines up.
Yeah. So something wasn't right in your mind.
Gotcha.
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was the OCD.
No, but it was funny. It's like you weren't doing a damn thing. You were just going around telling everybody else what to do, and it's completely different than how we're playing now.
Well, he's also the only camera back then.
That was the thing. Like I had to go around and see everybody.
That's true. Yeah,
to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And now the way we play is kind of fun. Like everyone's kind of doing their own thing a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I like.
It's weird that that's happened in several. Well, Minecraft, we're kind of all together somewhat.
Yeah, we're close, but everyone's kind of working their own little projects.
We're separated in a lot of things. Like Ark, we still haven't stopped by to see Simon and Drellis.
Yeah, since we split from.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and we're fine with
for
it.
For weeks.
Well, you guys refuse to work with each other anymore. You've gotten like so big in the show business.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
We're not even in the same place right now. This is all scripted. We're reading it from different studios.
Simon and Drellis are in Dubai right now.
I have no problem with that.
I've got a new channel, Simon's Movie Reviews.
Yeah. With ketchup.
With ketchup, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just, it's weird, hasn't it? We get so wrapped up in what we're doing at our little base.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to get together last episode, but we were busy, like, doing a thing in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And we just didn't get around to it because the sea thing we were doing was really just, we kept failing.
This last episode, what happened with us, Simon?
Yeah, is that something that they're going to see by...
I don't know, but let's just say...
It was your...
No. I blame Anthony for that. I didn't want to do it.
You know what, though?
He put pressure on me for entertainment.
Oh, yeah, that'll be out because this podcast won't come out till next week. So that episode comes out Saturday. Yep. That will have happened.
I didn't want to do it.
All right.
I didn't feel ready to do it.
But you,
I wasn't secure.
But the thing is, he didn't say that you
just
had to
stood
do
up.
It.
No,
Anthony
he brought it up many
times.
He's
right
here. I sit right next to him.
Okay.
That's fair. I did want to see that. To be fair, though, when you went after the Brontosaurus, I was shocked.
You went after the biggest thing on the map.
Tiny Triceratops or the little Stegosaurus. But I just let it play out how it played out.
Hey, he's double whams, man.
He is double whams.
I'm not double whams.
That is a new shirt. I want to see it in like the Batman Kapow.
Double whams.
But I want to see double whams.
Double whams happened.
You know what I'm saying?
Quite a while ago.
Like, that was. So did Cooter.
Mm.
Yeah, right? You probably shouldn't talk about either one anymore, right?
No, there's no need. But it's like the mechanics didn't work. It was broken. It wouldn't do it how I wanted to do it.
And apparently a lot of people are saying that.
I watched a video that showed someone like just habit attack something.
Yeah.
And then you could see it do what it does. I don't even know why I'm talking in case
but on
someone
the Brano,
hasn't seen
though.
It.
Yeah, it's the,
I know.
Dinoceratosaurus, whatever you call it. It's supposed to attach itself to animals.
Hey, Thick, your hand's up.
What's up?
I have a great idea. You know what we should do?
Go get more eggs?
Yeah. And you get a group of them.
Yeah.
Like you get.
Oh, that'll be great.
You get like a dozen,
that,
a baker's dozen.
A fun group and to fucking
on a Brano, on oh, one Brano,
yeah. Dude.
Be like fleas.
Get like five or
so
six
much
of
blood.
Them and get them on there. Yeah,
and that's good. Not far away. So let's get some more eggs.
Okay.
Because that was a low level anyway. It's
but
all
was
right.
It pretty easy? I'm all
to get
the eggs. Yes.
Yeah. No, but I mean, pretty easy to get many of them.
Oh, I don't know how many were over there,
died.
But there's a couple more.
I know.
Three locations. Just off the top of my head, where there are eggs.
Help us with that next time, Thick.
So it could be, yeah, it could be
like
Easter egg collecting.
Yeah, we'll get Sal some mate and get a little army of those little fucks. Perfect.
Something like that, yeah.
And I hope in this whole run on Valguero, we never come across you guys.
Wouldn't that be something? We never see you once. We're going to have to get together to fight something.
You know what?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you guys are on like boats just... going right by each other.
We don't even acknowledge
it. That'll
be great.
Hey, guys.
Don't look. Just keep going.
Just don't look. Exactly.
Don't look at him, Simon.
You see him? Yeah, I see him. Don't look at him.
That'd be funny. He's still here trying to ignore each other.
Yeah. Are we going to build we should build a little house.
I know. I've been thinking we have to do that.
I mean, we could do
really
that
soon.
And just something simple. I mean, I will help
you
with that.
You guys don't
too.
Have a structure yet.
No, we haven't needed one. We haven't needed one.
You guys have been there the entire time.
You guys have wasted your time
we
with
have, like,
building
a little
structures.
Castle.
Yeah.
And a
that
boat.
Things can get in.
I've got a big castle. Not even build
we got,
it.
We got walls. We got spikes.
Yeah, we could honestly. I mean, if we didn't have such a beautiful location, I would say let's find a place that's already a place and then make it. More
I think
of
we
a place.
We can add on to where we are and we.
Yeah, but what we have is, I mean, a dock. I mean, we're not. We don't have a thing. We should build at least a little house there, just a house,
there's a hot,
and then we'll move on
dock
to somewhere
and a windmill.
Else at some point.
Yeah, we have a windmill.
Windmill
let's
for
not
no reason.
That.
It doesn't do anything.
Nope. Not attached
oh,
to a
it
damn
does.
Thing.
Look at that glorious looks, son of a bitch.
It looks great. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
It's more like a monument. Monument.
It is.
It's a way really to say, oh, look, that's where I live.
It's not functional yet, but.
It's working. Well, it's moving.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's fun. I feel like it's forced you two to like learn the game more.
It has.
Yeah, which is like, it's,
yeah, it's
wonderful.
Good. And it's good to learn it with people who aren't so judgy.
I can see you enjoying that.
And you're very patient. I really appreciate you.
I've come a long way.
Duralius, I love you.
Because I had to learn with you. So what I love about Valguero is like the last two maps. Aberration, like, I feel like was better than what was
Extinction. Yeah.
But, and that was a surprise to me. But I dreaded jumping in. Valguero, I can't wait to. And I love that, man. That's such a good feeling when you
I'm
look forward
you.
To jumping in a game.
Yeah. No, Extinction was kind of a slog.
It was, man. Fuck that wasteland.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like, with the drops, we've talked about this. The drops are much better in Valguero.
Yes.
But I have six wind turbines that I've found. Just
bring
in
them.
Random,
we'll take
random
we'll take
drops.
Them.
Yeah. Start a wind farm. There you go.
I think I might use them.
Oh, well, can we have three?
We could use
some
more.
We could
use
eggs,
three more,
but,
man.
Yeah, we'll see.
Come on.
All use
right.
them as a
war. You almost got the
You could do
the
like a whole,
killed.
Just a whole windmill farm, right?
I want to,
yeah,
I want to build.
Use the electricity.
Yeah.
I want to build a hut around the top. So inside is that thing just.
Wait, what?
I don't think you can build on that.
You can't build around it.
I guess you could build around
it.
Yeah,
but if you build
around
it, doesn't
around
it stop the wind?
You wouldn't think in the game it would.
Well, in the game it wouldn't. We'd have the only windmill ever indoors.
I doubt that the game would stop the
please
wind.
Please do.
Please do that.
Let's
do
please
that.
Do that.
I don't want to see, your indoor
our
windmill.
Our indoor windmill.
Oh, God.
Do you want to see and, it? Well, we could charge admission.
It'll be like our, it's just our AC unit, essentially. It's our fan.
How much is it to get in?
Oh, it's going to be one egg to get in, one fertilized
admission. One fertilized egg what, for admission.
Yeah. Then at that point, Astro and I will come to your base because I want to see that.
Okay.
That'll be good.
With I like
eggs.
It.
Yeah.
It's so dumb. I love it.
Simon, do we have a sponsor?
Yes, we do. Guess who it is?
Mack Weldon.
That's right. Do you know that they have a guarantee with their underwear?
What?
That if you don't like their first pair of underwear, like that you get from them, they'll give you the money back and then you get the underwear for free.
Oh, really?
Did not know that.
That's a thing.
But then you're blacklisted.
They don't take them back and try to sell them again.
No. They guarantee that.
It's a good policy.
Yeah.
The socks I got, I really like the socks.
I like my socks, too. And my boxers and my shirt.
I like the shirt material a lot.
Yeah,
it's
the shirt
super
feels really good. I'm with Thick on that.
I got the fancy undies, and my junk It's just dancing away. It's happy as hell down there.
There you go.
That should be the tagline.
Yeah.
Your jungle
dance.
Jungle dance away.
We will pitch them that the next time we talk to them. But a good outfit starts with the basics, and Mack Weldon goes above and beyond with super comfortable underwear, socks, and shirts that also look great. And the website was so user-friendly that I could figure it out no problem. So that tells you a lot. And for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code NEEBS. That's MackWeldon.com with promo code NEEBS for 20% off your first order. So thank you, Mack Weldon.
Thank you.
Actually, you know what? I would like to have, would this be weird if I wore leg warmers?
Yep.
Let's don't just jump in with an answer. Like,
well, what did you expect?
Okay.
Yeah, he just answered.
I guess I'd just rather say no.
It would be weird at first because I'm not used to seeing you with them on.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't wear it with shorts. This is for the winter.
Then yeah, they're behind your pants. You don't even have to tell us.
Like, here's the thing. Like, I get cold sometimes.
Yes,
right.
Always. In the winter, usually.
That's rare.
I'd like to have some leg warmers where, like, oh, you know what? I'm kind of cold. Shoes off, leg warmers under the pants, shoes on. That's not a bad idea, right?
No. It's fine. So, listen, you're going to look funny. When I say funny,
it's under
I
the
mean
pants.
No one sees them.
Under the pants.
Oh, under the pants.
Then it's not weird.
But then you get to work and you're like, you know what? Getting hot. Leg warmers off.
Okay.
Oh, so you just need to go to the bathroom and take your leg warmers
off. Maybe, they just slip out underneath the pant leg.
You know, we could bring back leg warmers and in a way that they were never even here.
Yeah, I like that.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
I don't think you call it bring it back, though. You say we can invent it.
Well, we bring back leg warmers and then we reinvent it with now we've got these Neebs Gaming.
Man
leg warmers. And they're made for over the jeans.
We're man.
Not over the jeans.
You're getting shit.
You're getting crazy.
No, I'm saying you could do it.
Fashion pioneers.
Fashion pioneers. Mm-hmm. You know, leg warmers were a fashion thing.
Davy Crockett of fashion.
It's usually with spandex.
Yeah.
What the hell did he do?
We could do it different. You could do it with skinny jeans.
You know, I think what else would work? Would work well, like fashion wise.
What?
What can you compare it to? Like, you know, you got like a charm bracelet with all these freaking just random whatevers that, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the equivalent of that on clothing could be a pocket. So you've got this brand called Pockets, and they're all these different wacky like designs and stuff. But the trick is, how do you get a pocket on real easy that stays on your clothes? Like it could not.
Oh yeah.
It could be a pocket that doesn't match anything. You put it anywhere on your clothes. I think it
and it just
well.
Looks like a pocket.
It's
like
a pocket. Square. Yeah, it's a genuine
it's
pocket.
It's an actual pocket.
And you take it. You know what? I got a white T-shirt. You know what's nice with the white T-shirt? A plaid pocket.
Yeah, I'm gonna put
bam,
a plaid,
I got a plaid
pocket on my white
right
T-shirt.
There.
How's this pocket wait, sticking wait, on?
Yeah, I don't.
That's the only problem.
You probably have to take it to somebody to do that. But wait. So is it almost like flair? You like get different pockets all over.
Absolutely.
You could have 40 pockets on your T-shirt.
It looks like a fucking hobo.
Listen to me. Can you pin it on?
I don't know.
No, you got to do different things. If we just had a little bit of cocaine, we could solve this problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Come on. Pockets. All over. What are we doing
with the pockets?
What do you guys call pockets? Okay. Yeah. Makes sense to me.
No, but there's got to be really good like iron-on material.
Yeah, iron-on scares me. It scares everybody.
No, but iron-on stuff like these days, man, good. We can iron on pockets.
I hope so.
We just gave away $1 billion idea. Damn, we're stupid.
How are y'all excited about this one and not the leg warmers?
I think
because leg warmers they exist.
Leg warmers
sort of
already
pockets.
Exist. What you're saying is
for men.
You have there are leg warmers for men. You're telling me you can't find leg warmers for men.
You need to talk to.
Google it.
You need to talk to.
You want to go with a shirt freakers. That gets pockets stuck on it? Yeah, we'll talk to
freakers.
The freakers
is halfway
we'll
get, there.
If I could get, yes, exactly.
You're not wrong.
If I could get an iron-on
pocket
thing,
you
right
would
now,
buy it. You put it on your back between
be
your shoulder
happy.
Blades.
You could get. You
look
could
how great I look with this pocket between my
pockets.
Shoulder blades.
Carry your keys around on your back.
Actually,
here's a belly pocket.
You can put a pocket on your hat.
Yes,
it's a pocket.
Now you're thinking. I think they'd catch on.
Big pocket on the front, like a marsupial.
Your whole Christmas tree could be decorated.
Absolutely,
with
that's a pouch.
Yeah. You could have a iron-on pouch pocket. They got the big. Damn it, man! This is ours. Copyright.
Dude, I know.
Sweatshirts. Sweatshirts already do that.
You know the little
iron-on thing.
The hand things with like the, you know, on a,
yeah,
a sweatshirt.
Like on a hoodie?
Iron that on. Iron you those on. It, baby.
Well, your accessories.
I just put myself in the audience's like perspective right now, and they're probably like, are these guys high? Did they did they get high right after the sponsored thing? Because, wow, these are some crazy ideas.
We'll be sponsored
well, you know
by Pockets soon.
Just
we'll be
silly.
Sponsored by cocaine.
My idea was real, though. You guys are being crazy.
Your idea exists. We already said this. Leg
but
warmers,
not
you
for
can buy
man.
Them.
It is if you put it on a man.
Look it up right now.
Men
on your
leg
phone.
Warmers.
What? Look at men's.
Here's your solution. You wear socks that are like knee-high socks. They're under your pants. When you get hot, when you roll them down.
Okay, here's what we want. Thick. I like where you're going with this. It's a thick wool sock that will go all the way up to your leg creases.
Oh, all the way up there.
Like your taint area. But okay. You can push them all the way down to your ankle. You're like, woo, hot. Push them all the way. You got this giant bunch of sock around your ankle. But when you're cold, all the way up.
It'd be two leg sleeves, basically.
Leg sleeves. The thing is, I don't want to wash them every day. I want to have one pair that I can wear more than once. And I feel like if you're wearing socks, you got to wash those. That's a one-use thing. A sock's a one-use thing. How often do y'all wash your pants? It's not every time you wear it, right?
I have to wear them at least twice before I'm like, these need to wash.
At least two washes?
Yeah.
Because they get a stretch going. Some of them, some are better
than
others.
3 days, maybe a week. Let's take
a
vote.
Recording
conversation. How many days can you wear pants before you need to wash them?
Depends on your activities
and pants.
Not
like you're shoveling.
Minimum two.
You're not working.
Minimum two.
You work in an office.
Okay.
I could easily do. I could do three. The waist tells me.
Two
I would
to three.
Say if it's not stained,
yeah,
the waist
three.
Tells me.
2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days. That's a good.
Or shorts.
Not bad.
I might go 4. Yeah.
Now the lighter the jean, you might get a smooch. You know, you never know. It's case by case.
Depends
but two
on how
to
sweaty
three.
You are too.
Yeah, right? Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if this you're wearing underwear or not.
Oh, this is fascinating.
Listen, does anybody? Astro, you go to a gym.
Mm-hmm.
The thing where they want you to wipe the equipment down.
Yeah.
Like
spray bottle and the napkin.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't really sweat ever unless it's like really hot. Well, that's why I need the leg warmers because I'm more of a cold natured person.
Okay.
But they have like all these signs. You got to wipe this down. Like I didn't. There's nothing on it.
You touched it though.
But there's nothing on it. My shorts touched it and my t-shirt.
So
okay. It's case by case. Like if I got a good sweat going, I'll wipe it down. But if I'm not sweating
if
that hard.
I sweat on it, but this is completely dry.
He just pretty much said, if I'm not sweating that hard,
I'm not.
Won't do it.
No, exactly.
It's a little dry.
I got to really get the thing, like, I got to feel like I'm nasty and the thing's nasty before I go like, this needs to be wiped down.
So I'll actually wipe it down before and after. And here's why. Because I had a friend, I'm not going to say her name.
Got cooties?
No, she got like scabies. Like, she was convinced that she got it from the gym, from equipment.
Ugh.
So, that kind of freaked me out. I'm not,
that's
like, a germaphobe or anything,
says.
But, yeah, like, it, you never, it can't hurt.
When I got the pink eye poop eye, don't know how, I wasn't rubbing my feces in my face, but, that person might not have been sweating at a gym and just touched the equipment. It could have been that simple.
Yeah.
Not that I was at the gym,
but
I'm saying.
Listen, are they wiping down the handles? They're not. The handles is probably the dirtiest
that
part
seems
of the equipment.
Now,
I always wipe down the handles.
That's the number one
everybody
spot.
Everybody I see wiping is always the
what
bench.
Handles?
Why isn't anybody concerned with the handles in the bathroom? You just took a shit.
Yeah, nobody is.
You go in there and you turn on the water, and the filthiest thing is the handle. So I wash my hands and I grab the handle. It's got shit on it. You go and grab
right.
the handle of the
you
door.
You have a good point.
It's ridiculous.
That's why they stand up.
Well, listen. You're going to be funny.
That's
hilarious.
You've got to be kidding me. Those Jews, you got to be kidding me.
And here's what's wrong. Why can't we do the sensor thing right? You stick your hands under there. I went to the movies the other day.
Oh, please.
Stick my hands under there, nothing.
What'd you see?
What was the last movie?
It's probably a
children's
movie.
No, it was a dumb movie, I think.
Not Dora. You already saw Dora.
Dora was great.
No, Dora was great, yeah.
That was freaking cinematic.
Both of us saw Dora.
What are you talking about?
That makes sense for you.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
No, I know. This is
how I reacted to. You didn't go to see the movie Dora.
Of course I saw Dora. Why wouldn't
you
I watch
went,
it?
The he's Explorer. A Disney cruiser.
Oh, God.
You ever been on a Disney cruise? I saw Moana on a Disney cruise.
I would see Moana is way different than Dora, man.
Moana's
Moana
another
was a good
American
fun,
classic.
Animated. Because you see that with the. Where are you kids? You're not watching this with kids. You're watching this with grown-ass people.
I used to be a kid.
I don't care.
He is a poor child.
I watch the shit that I watch with kids because I have to.
I watch it because I want to watch it.
That's the scary part.
So speaking of scary, I was the only one that will probably see It Chapter 2, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Absor, you watched the first It, like the first half hour, and you were like out?
Yeah, just didn't connect with me.
Okay. Have you seen Dora?
No.
That'll connect with you.
It's really good.
Yeah, maybe.
But the dude that plays Pennywise, I could watch
him
all day.
Now listen, he's like,
he's good. Him.
It's
you don't know, you saw a half hour.
I know.
You don't know
shit.
Well,
no, I saw some of the part where he was in there, the clown.
We don't grab you in a half hour.
He's in the first clown performance that he saw he enjoyed.
Yeah, and I've seen clips of him, like, you know, on YouTube. Like, I want to watch the clown scene. Let me see the clown scenes. Like, okay, that's cool.
They're fun.
I think my problem with the movie is like
the story,
the editing.
The right. editing?
Yeah, the editing. Just like anytime the clown's on scene, they just like they're scraping metal. And I'm like, oh god, there's that
sound
again. Yeah, sound design editing. That's like, and it's maybe because we edit, so I have that brain, mm-hmm. and it just takes me out of it.
Hmm.
So I don't like horror movies to begin with.
Well, the second one, I feel like was a. They got that like Marvel touch. Like there was a lot of horror, of course,
and they balanced it with funny
throughout. Bill Hader and all that shit, like really good laughs. And there's times where you're like, it's absolutely terrifying. You're like, why am I laughing right now? It's perfect.
That kind of reminds me of Terminator. Terminator 1 to me was okay. Terminator 2 was fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of changed the energy a bit.
Mm-hmm. You guys watch
Dora?
Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Yes, no. Barry's great.
I've heard wonderful things. Yeah.
Barry's amazing.
I like Bill Hader. How far into it are you?
I've seen the first season.
Right.
And Henry Winkler in that is great. Right.
He's brilliant, man. He's one of those guys that's just amazing. Bill Hader's freaking great. And I didn't watch the second season because I had the anxiety over it. Like,
the show?
Meaning like where it left off at the end of the first season. Yeah. I was like, damn it, what's going to happen? Oh, God, I don't know if I want to know. You know, it's like that's how you know it's good. I don't know how it's going to finish.
That's the one with Bill Hader.
He's a hitman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Starts
an assassin
acting.
Or something, right?
Starts classes and shit.
Starts acting. Taking acting classes.
Oh, yeah. God, I didn't know he did all that.
Yeah, that's okay. The whole
thing.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds fun.
I sat down with my wife to watch it, and I don't think she got really into it, so I'm getting rid of her. But you're welcome to come over. Anybody's welcome to come over and watch it with me, because I'll watch it again.
Is she going to be there?
Oh God!
That'll be
she's
awkward.
Not gonna get rid of her, like out of the house, or
yeah.
Also, Simon and I have been getting our Righteous Gemstones on, and
yeah.
Did you see the third episode or fourth?
Just
episode?
Just did last night.
Yeah. How'd you think?
How about
that beginning?
It is a fun show. It's a fun show.
I would like to watch
and,
that one.
And the production quality is
top notch.
I mean, it's really talk about a great setting.
Yeah.
A great setting for
an evangelical
comedic drama like that Christian
megachurch family kind of
megachurch bullshit, all Graham the crazy kind of stuff thing. Like characters like
corrupt
that.
As fuck.
Awesome setting for a really if it's a well done story.
Yeah.
And weird characters.
Debauchery.
There's that one guy with the mullet. The,
oh God!
The whole,
the boyfriend of the.
There's weird Ooh. Shit.
Okay.
I
do want to see that one.
Yeah, I do want to see that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, there's a few people out there
the
going. Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a fun ride.
It's just different.
It might go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It might end up not having a payoff, but I'm having fun now.
Me too.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to go where it went already.
Yeah.
Like shit, they went dark.
Real quick, going back to Dora.
Yeah.
One of the
thank God.
To Dora,
no,
right.
No, one of the pleasant surprises of Dora is the girl who plays Dora also played
Alita.
I don't think that's true. I think that's a thick fact.
Well, that's an easy thing to search.
All right.
Did you see
it.
Dora?
Really easy.
Yeah. Why did you see Dora?
It's got little girls.
Because
I was actually excited
because
you
liked
like
watching Dora when you were a kid. Because it looked like weird thing to turn live action, didn't it? Like the trailer looks freaking bizarre, doesn't it?
It's willing to make fun of itself.
So it's Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Scooby-Doo movie.
I didn't
but
watch
Dora.
It.
Scooby-Doo movies are actually pretty good.
Brady Bunch movies made fun of themselves perfectly.
Brady Bunch movie was good.
Yeah,
nope,
first
not
one
that
at
girl.
Least.
It's the other one.
We're about to solve this for everyone out there that was waiting.
Yeah. We get rid of thick fact when I prove you wrong here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, no, not
dead.
In general.
Thick fact dies.
There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, there
well,
is.
Well, I don't know why you threw this one at him, Neebs, because...
I feel like it's a thick fact.
He usually, because he's,
be really
he's been thrown out often, he usually guards himself. Like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if this is true. You know?
If this is
not,
right.
Is it not in there?
Is it not?
I don't see this girl.
Thick fact is alive and well.
Hold on.
I had faith in you. We'll see.
This
Maybe.
Girl was in a Transformers movie.
Oh.
So go to Alita.
Oh, boy. I may have fucked up.
Yes. Yes.
It's back. Oh.
I love it.
Oh, because I'm too concerned.
Is something, yeah. Isn't yeah.
This is what we needed.
I wasn't concerned because the facts are like all over the place.
Yeah. No, they're not. You haven't heard one
okay.
in years.
I just heard
I don't
one.
Know about that. That's crazy. I don't know about that thing.
I got the girl confused.
Yeah, these
damn
are
it.
Two completely different ladies.
Damn it. Damn it. You know what I did? I pulled up
an excuse. You pulled up an excuse.
Listen to me.
I'm kidding.
It is an excuse, but I. When I pulled up the girl who played Dora on the thing, I saw the Transformer, and I was like, oh, that's Alita.
There you
and
go.
And it wasn't. And it's on the IMDb page that, yeah, there's a Transformer thing.
Thick, just a suggestion. If this all tanks here, maybe thick news.
It's already out there. It's
it
called
is.
CNN, Fox
so.
News,
it's every, yeah.
MSNBC.
All
yeah, it's all
cock guzzlers.
Yep, every one of them. And me. Sorry about that.
Hey, it worked
Sorry.
Out. No, we
really
appreciate
did.
It.
Yeah, thank
Neebs
God.
Was confident in that claim.
Man, I thought,
man, if Afser had been debating me, I'd have been like, oh boy, I don't know. But
he's
sick.
Super smart.
When was the last time this happened? It's been a long time.
About 16 seconds ago.
No, the last time
oh, before that.
That
oh.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It might have been
and,
a minute.
And you're also a sociopath, so...
Right.
No one's perfect.
Is that a bad thing, though?
No, yeah, no, be. It's great. You can
that
do...
means you're social, right?
Right.
Nope.
Yeah,
it does. It does, buddy. You're good.
As long as it's about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your world. We're just in it.
Well, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Wow. Well, yeah. Are we?
Is it
time to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Felt like it.
It's yeah. just, right about
it's really
just
hot
as short
right
as
now.
It could get.
Hey, well, I had fun.
Hey, me yeah. too.
Cool. Thanks, guys, for joining us today.
Yeah.
And have a fantastic week.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you go see
It Chapter 2.
Dora, starring yeah. Alita, Battle Angel.
Alita yes. the Explorer.
Are they doing a sequel?
I
hope
so.
Yeah. And do something that scares you, but not something that's really dangerous, because why not?
The sequel should be old with a bad back.
Who?
Dora?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like she can't get out.
I can't play for that.
Yeah. It'd be okay. depressing. Yeah. She can't explore at all.
Dora the shut-in.
Yeah.
God. Dora the okay.
Dora's dead.
Stop.